感谢主，让我们在这里交通一点主的话语。
We thank the Lord that we can fellowship upon God's word here.
今天主给我一个负担，是和弟兄姊妹们交通关于这次西岸特会有一些的感动有一些的彼此的激励。
Today I have a burden from the Lord to fellowship with the brothers and sisters what we have received from the West Coast Christian Conference.
我想请弟兄姊妹一起来读几处的经文之后，我们再有点交通。
We will start our fellowship after we read some passages.
请先来读启示录第一章。
Let's first read Revelation chapter 1.
我们读第一章的第九节，还有十七和十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 9, and verses 17 and 18.
启示录第一章第九节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
好，我们都翻到以后，弟兄姊妹们一起同声来读。
We'll read together.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，把你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。十七和十八。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”好，接着我们翻到提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章，我们读第七和第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第七和第八节，我们一起来。
Together.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，守信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。好，我们再有点祷告好吗？
There's another word of prayer.
主，你在古时曾着借着众先知多次多方的晓谕人。
Lord, in the old times, you have used prophets to reveal yourself in so many ways.
在这末世，你乃是自己来晓谕我们。
And in end times, you are speaking to us yourself.
主啊，愿我们在这个末世末时的人能够受你话语所警戒所激励。
May we can be warned and encouraged by your words in the end times.
使我们能够为着你的见证活在这个地上。
So that we can live on this earth for your testimony.
主啊，若还有什么吸引我们的眼目。
Lord, if there's anything that attracts our eyes.
绑住我们的手脚。
Has bound our hands and feet.
吸引我们的心。
Attract our hearts.
求你在你的大怜悯当中拯救我们。
We do pray that you will save us by your great mercy.
你是我们的救主。
You are our Savior.
你能够救我们到底。
You can save us to the end.
你能够救我们进入你的国度。
You can save us to enter into your kingdom.
把以下的时间交在主的手中。
We just leave the following time into your hands.
主啊，愿你借着圣灵做人所不能做的工。
Lord, I pray that you will do the work that man cannot do by your Holy Spirit.
我们渴望听见你亲自向每一个弟兄姊妹说话。
We desire to speak to each one of us.
主啊，当你说话的时候
，Lord, when you speak,
我们知道那是大有能力。
We know that it's full of power.
大有果效。
It's full of effects.
主，我们需要这个。
Lord, we do need that.
把以下的时间交在主的手中。
We leave the following time into your hands.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，很多人都知道，这次我们西岸特会的主题就是恢复耶稣基督见证的路。
I think many brothers and sisters already know the theme of the conference was the way of recovering the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个题目在西岸特会已经不是一个新题目。
That topic was not new for the conference.
但是弟兄们的感觉就是，虽然我们经过20多年这样的传讲。
And yet the feeling was that even the topic has been preached over 20 some years.
无论我们是用神永远的旨意来传讲。
Whether we preach based on the eternal purpose of God.
耶稣基督的见证来讲。
Or concerning the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们其实在讲同一个东西。
Actually, we are talking about the same thing.
但是年过一年。
And yet the years go by.
似乎神的教会仍然沉睡。
And yet God's church is still in sleep.
神的儿女仍然在世界在罪恶的挣扎当中，还没有能够显出基督当有的见证。
And God's children still struggling in the world and also in sin, they cannot still manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在去年讲了耶稣基督的见证。
So last year we talked about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
今年我们还讲，去年讲恢复耶稣基督的见证。
Last year we talked about the recovery of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
今年是要讲这个恢复的路在哪里。
And then this year we were talking about the way of a recovery.
耶稣基督的见证，弟兄们告诉我们，那是神心中唯一最宝贵的事物。
And the testimony of Jesus Christ, as our brother told us, that is the most precious thing on the heart of God.
因为这个见证就是神儿子自己。
Because this testimony is God's Son Himself.
在旧约中神有一些的预表。
In the Old Testament time, there were some types.
但到新约的时候，那是他儿子亲自来。
And yet in the New Testament, it's his son who came.
可是无论在旧约，在新约。
Whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New.
神的百姓，神的选民，一再的让神失望。
God's people fell God repeatedly.
我们知道亚当被造的时候。
We know when Adam was created.
神乃是把基督的形象和样式造在他的里面。
God created the image and the likeness of Christ in him.
那目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose of that?
他在地上的时候，就是要把造他的主彰显出来。
The purpose of that is so that when he was on earth, he can manifest the creator who created him.
但是亚当宁可听魔鬼的谎言。
And yet Adam was willing to receive the lies from the enemies.
他选择自己的喜欢，他走自己的道路。
He chose his own ways. He chose his own preference.
所以把人就带进罪恶、痛苦和死亡的里面。
So he brought mankind into a sin and the difficulties and the death.
神拣选的亚伯拉罕。
And God chose Abraham.
做恢复的工作。
To do his work of recovery.
产生了犹太人、以色列国。
And from Abraham there came about the nation of Israel and the race of Jews.
但是在犹太人整个这个历史当中
And yet throughout the history of Jews,
也是一再的让神失败
And yet they have frustrated the purpose of God
神自己不会失败
God himself will not fail
但是因为他把他的见证托付在人身上他跟人联合在一起
And yet he has entrusted his testimony to man he himself is united with man
所以是人把神拖进那个失败的里面去
So man dragged God into failure.
所以我们知道在旧约里面那个见证就是用约柜做代表的。
So in the Old Testament time, we can see that the testimony was represented by the ark.
但是我们知道在以色列历史当中
And yet throughout the history of the Israelites,
约柜曾经被非利士人掳去了。
The ark has been captured by the Philistines.
这个光景就带来以色列后来一个非常非常悲惨的时代。
And that condition has led to a very pitiful conditions for the Israelites' history.
我们来到教会的时期。
As we come to the church era,
我们看见从第一世纪实在是有一个荣耀，有一个非常明亮的见证出来。
From the first century, we truly see there's a glorious and testimony which is full of light.
可是从第一世纪末了的时候
，But at the end of the first century,
教会就开始下坠了。
And the churches start to decline.
是起先是失去了起初的对神的爱。
They lost the first love toward God.
我以前刚读圣经的时候
As I first read the Bible,
我想说他们还有那么多对神的好 只失去了这个，为什么这么严重？
I thought that for that church, they still have a lot of good deeds toward the Lord, and yet they just lost that love. What important that is.
后来我明白了。
But later I realized that.
因为神和人之间是借这个爱来联系的。
Because God and man is united by this love.
所以神用基督和教会，那是丈夫与妻子的关系。
So God used the relationship between husband and wife to represent the relationship between Christ and the church.
如果一个妻子对丈夫什么都好，煮饭给他吃，为他烫衣服，为他洗衣服。
If the wife is doing everything well to her husband, taking care of the cookings and ironing the clothes.
也住在他家里。
And also, they live in the same house.
但是他的心所爱的是另外一个男人。
And yet her heart is given to another man.
我想没有任何一个丈夫可以接受这个情况。
I think no husband will can,Take that.
所以教会就从这个起初的爱的失落当中渐渐的堕落。
So the church start declining because of losing the first love.
所以这对我们是一个重大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder to us.
我们初信主的时候，是不是向主有这样一个热爱
？As we first believe in the Lord, we did have this a great love for the Lord.
但是等到我们信主几年之后
，But after a few years of believing the Lord,
好像我们圣经知识也多了一些。
Since we have accumulated some Bible knowledge,
好像有许多事情也叫我们感觉到，不是如你起初所想象的。
And several things are not as we what we understood before.
我们爱主的心就渐渐冷淡。
And the love of the Lord start to cold.
失去了起初的爱，这是我们堕落的开始。
And losing the first love is the beginning of a declination.
然后后来教会到了别加摩时期，就与世界就结婚了。
And then once the church entered into the era of Pergamum, and the church was in marriage with the world.
教会爱上了世界。
The church loved the world.
后来就被世界征服了。
And the church was encountered by the world.
甚至于世界的王撒旦就在教会里面找到了座位了。
And the prince of the world found a seat in the church.
这就是为什么我们需要恢复。
That's the reason why we need recovery.
因为如果我们不注意
，If we do not pay attention，
撒旦可以在我们个人的心中占有地位。
The Satan could find a seat in our personal life.
撒旦也可以在教会里面占有座位。
And Satan can find a seat in the church.
那我们忙碌了半天，是为谁而忙
？And we have been labor much, but what are we laboring for？
我们一周有一周都有聚会。
And we have a gatherings each week.
我们也都在侍奉。
And we all serve.
但是若是我们没有针对着仇敌所做的来做恢复。
But if our recovery is not focusing on the work done by the enemy.
我们任凭传统，任凭仁义都来霸占我们的心。
We allow the tradition and the thoughts of men to occupy our hearts.
那我们是侍奉的恐怕不是神。
And then we are fear that what we are serving is not God.
仇敌在背后偷笑。
And actually the enemy is kind of has his way.
看我们这些人瞎忙。
It found that we are laboring in vain.
教会后来继续的堕落，就是天主教成型的时候。
And the church continued to decline. That's the forming of a Catholicism.
甚至于异教都侵入到教会里面去了。
Then at that time, at that era, even thePaganism entered into the church.
偶像的敬拜也进来了。
And there's idol worship.
教会完全失去见证。
And the testimony of the church was completely lost.
那时候除了那些少数的人之外，教会大体的光景是完全被掳了。
Besides a few, the most condition of the church was lost.
所以今天我们在这个幕后的时代。
So in the end times,
我们承接了犹太人的这一段旧约。
And we have received the history of Jews in the Old Testament.
我们也承接了教会历史这两千年所经历的。
And we also have received the experiences for the past 2,000 years of church history.
应该是非常非常清楚。
And we should be very clear.
教会今天仍然被掳。
Church today is in captivity.
在大体的教会当中。
In the most of the churches.
仇敌在历史上所做的。
What the enemy has done in the history
仍然没有被赶出去
has not been cast out.
但是很可惜
but very pitifully.
当有人起来讲真理的恢复
as somebody rose up and then spoke about the truth,
要把起初神所托付的借着真理的恢复把它再一次彰显出来
and they would like to restored what the Lord has entrusted to the church.
不仅遭受了撒旦的阻挡，
they faced the opposition from Satan.
也遭受了许多神儿女的阻挡。
They also face much opposition from God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个件非常非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
如果我们今天真的关心耶稣基督的见证，
Today, if we truly care about the testimony of Jesus Christ,
关心怎样来恢复这个见证，
We really care how to recover this testimony.
关心这条路在哪里，
We really care where this way is.
我希望这一个小时，我们大家同心。
I hope that we will have a same heart in this hour.
也许这里面你听不见什么故事。
Maybe you won't hear much stories.
听不见什么笑话。
You won't hear much jokes.
但是如果我们把它听进去了，
But if we take the word in our hearts,
它真的能救我们。
That can truly deliver us.
因为时候很快就要到。
Because the time is coming.
主很快就要回来。
The Lord's return is near.
圣经上所有的应许也要成为实际。
And all the promises in the Bible will be fulfilled.
但是所有的警戒也要成为我们的实际。
And all the warnings will be our reality.
那到底我们是得着应许的奖赏呢？还是得着警戒的审判呢？
Do we receive the promised rewards or are we going to receive the punishment warned by the Bible?
那就取决于我们对耶稣基督的见证到底是关心还是藐视。
It depends on how we view the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们人都是以自己为中心的。
We are all self-centered.
我们很多时候希望我们信主了，主来祝福我们。
When we believe in the Lord, we hope that the Lord will bless us.
使人在每一件事情上面为我们着想，保守我们平安，保守我们健康，保守我们衣食无虑。
The Lord will take care of every details of our lives. We will have a peace, we will have health, and we will have no cares.
其实我们的神，我们的天父是乐意把这些赏赐给每一个他所爱的儿女。
Actually, our God, our Heavenly Father is so desire to give this to each one of His children.
但他要我们在先求他的国和他的义。
And yet He desires us to seek Him first and His kingdom.
然后他就自动的欢欢喜喜的把一切我们所需要的东西加给我们。
And then he will add these things unto us joyfully.
可是如果我们把这个次序弄错了，
But if we kind of make the orders mixed up,
我们还是像那些拜偶像的人，我们现在信了神了，希望他就来祝福。
We act more like the idol worshippers. When we believe in the Lord, we hope that we can receive blessings.
希望他来满足我们。
We hope that he will satisfy us.
但我们没有想过神要什么。
But we have never given a thought of what God desires.
神为什么创造？
Why God created?
神为什么救赎？
Why God saved?
我们没有想到要来满足他。
We never thought to bring satisfaction to him.
那我们所想要的就落了空。
And what we desire actually will be in vain.
那我们可能落进一个恶性循环。
And that will get into a vicious cycle.
我们开始怀疑我们所听到的福音究竟是不是真的。
And we will fall into doubt whether the gospel we have heard is that true or not.
这是人心冷淡和远离主的一个开始。
And that's the beginning of our hearts to depart from the Lord.
但是如果我们反过来，
But if we turn around,
听神的话，
If we listen to him,
我们先求他的国和他的义，
We will seek him first and his kingdom.
首先关心耶稣基督的见证，
We will put our cares to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
不仅是今生他祝福我们，
Then we will experience His blessings in this lifetime.
即将来到的千年国度，他更大的祝福我们。
And then we will receive a much blessings in the upcoming millennium kingdom.
我想弟兄姊妹都记得主向彼得所说的话。
I think brothers and sisters remember the Lord's word to Peter.
若有人愿意他为他的缘故，撇弃自己的父母、儿女、妻子、丈夫、房屋、田产。
If anyone who is willing to forsake his relatives, husband and wife and his possessions for the sake of a gospel.
没有不在今生得百倍来世得永生的。
And they will receive a hundredfold this lifetime and they will receive the eternal life.
就是说在这样的跟随主的人当中呢，他今生神要丰丰富富的祝福你。
So that means among the followers of the Lord, the Lord will bless them abundantly in this lifetime.
并且在国度，就是千年国度降临的时候，世界大灾难结束，国度降临的时候，主要把我们接近他的荣耀里。
And also after the great tribulation, when the kingdom comes, the Lord will receive us into his kingdom.
这些，我想我们在今生 已经有经历过。
I think we already have experienced that in this lifetime.
我们真的感觉到，今天如果我们活在教会里，
we truly feel like if we live in the church,
我们所享受的那个爱是多么丰富。
The love we have experienced is so abundant.
我们所得着的那些供应是多么丰富。
The supply we have received is so rich.
我们有多少的弟兄姊妹，我们都可以自由到他家去。我们可以到外地的时候，我们可以到他家去。
And we have so many brothers and sisters we can freely visit them.
在这个大的家庭里面，我们实在是蒙大福。
And in these greater families, we are truly greatly blessed.
今生神已经给我们看见他的话是真的。
And this is God's word so true in this lifetime.
来世也必照着这个话应验。
And in the coming age, that His words will be fulfilled as well.
但是很可惜。
But very pitifully.
我们很多人可能我们虽然信了主了。
And many of us may already believe in the Lord.
但是我们还没有享受教会生活当中所给我们这些的丰富，这些爱的温暖。
But we have not enjoyed the abundance provided by the church life, nor the warmth by love.
来恢复耶稣基督的见证。
So recovery of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
不仅是为着满足神。
It's not just to satisfy God.
其实是叫我们首先得福。
Actually, that will bring blessings to us.
因为神所做的每一件事情。
Because everything that God does.
他都是希望祝福人。
He is a desire to bless man.
那么弟兄们告诉我们说。
And the brothers told us.
在耶稣见证，耶稣基督的见证方面呢，非常非常重要的点，就是刚才我们读的启示录第一章第九节。
Concerning the testimony of Jesus Christ, there is a very important point that is referenced back to the verse, passage we just read in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
向使徒约翰显现的时候，
When the Lord revealed himself to Apostle John,
他用一幅的图画让他看见人子的意象。
He used a picture to show the vision of the Son of God.
那讲到说，
Son of Man.
他是首先的。
He said he is the first.
他是末活的
，and he is the last，
他又是那存活的
，and he is the living one，
他曾经死过
，and he said he was dead，
现在又活了
，and he is alive，
直活到永永远远
，and he is alive forevermore。
如果我们把这些点能够应用在我们个人和教会的上面
，if we can apply these points in our personal life as well as in the church life，
我们就能够显出基督的见证
，then we can manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ。
那是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean？
第一个就是他是首先的
，the first said that he is the first。
无论我们个人或是教会
，either for us personally or for the church life，
我们应当让基督在凡事上居首位。
We need to place Jesus as in the first place。
也许这节圣经我们都很熟。
We probably be very familiar with this verse.
但这节圣经必须在我们每一件遇见的事情上面来实行它。
And yet this verse has to be put into practice in everything we encounter.
当我们面临一个决定的时候。
When we face a decision.
是我们自己做决定的。
Do we make the decision ourselves?
还是我们看着环境做决定的。
Or we make the decision based on the circumstances.
还是我们好好的祷告。我们在寻求主的旨意呢
？Or we pray before the Lord to seek His will.
这是考验出来，他到底在我们身上，他是有没有主权
？It is a test whether He has a lordship in our life.
他有没有居首位
？Whether He is in the first place.
如果这个点在我们身上不能落实
，If this is this point is not a reality in us，
用什么？其他的点呢都没有办法谈到。
And we cannot mention other points.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他已经从死里复活。
He already risen from the dead.
今天住在我们里面。
He already inside of us.
他不是来做我们的听差。
He is not come here to be our servant.
他不是来让我们随着我们所要的去求。
He is not just fulfill our needs.
他来要凡事上来做元首。
He want to be the head in everything.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，你的婚姻要让他来做主。
So, brother and sister, in your marriage life, you have to be, allow him to be the Lord.
不管你是正在找对象，还是你已经结了婚。
Whether you are still looking for a spouse or you are already in the marriage.
在我们的婚姻上面，他应当是主。
In your marriage, he should be the Lord.
我们的事业上面，他应当是主。
In your career, he should be the Lord.
我们不是凭着我们喜欢，或者是条件好，我们来做选择。
We are not making choices based on our preferences or our likings.
我们的教会生活
In our church life,
他是主
He is the Lord.
我们应该把凡是跟主有关的摆在第一位
We need to place the things related to the Lord in the first priority.
如果我们总是把我们的需要把人情世故摆在第一位
If we put our needs and all the things in the first place,
那他就还不是我们的主。
Then he is not our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这对我们很多人来说可能是很难的。
It might be difficult to most of us.
我们已经都习惯了我们的生活。
We are kind of used to our lifestyle.
但是主愿意帮助我们。
And yet the Lord is willing to help us.
如果我们有心的话。
If we have a desire.
那么这个怎么来实行呢？
How do we put that into practice?
我们把自己奉献给他。
We need to consecrate ourselves to him.
必须把主权转到他的手上去。
We need to transfer the lordship to him.
如果我们不做这个点，
if we do not do this,
如果我们这个点做得不扎实，
or if we do not do it in a complete way,
我们就常常在许多事情上面挣扎。
Then we will have much struggles in many things.
他是幕后的。
He also is the last.
意思就是说，他乃是我们人生终极的意义，终极的目的。
And that means that he is the ultimate goal and the ultimate meaning for our life.
没有他，我们的生命就没有意义。
Without him, our life is meaningless.
如果我们所做的，如果我们所追求的不是他，就没有意义。
If what we are pursuing, what we are laboring for is not related to him, then it's meaningless.
他是存活的。
And he is alive.
讲到我们的生命要因着他新鲜活泼。并且不断地长大。
It talks about our life because of him shall continue to be fresh and vibrant and continue to grow.
因为这位救我们的主乃是生命。
Because the Lord who saved us is life.
他在我们身上所要看见的乃是生命的果效。
And what he wants to see in our lives is the fruit of life.
他不是要看我们成为一个虔诚的宗教徒。
He doesn't want us to doesn't want to see us to be a devout religious person.
凡是按着规矩做的基督徒。
And we just do it according to the regulations.
乃是在一个复活生命的充满中，我们来敬拜他，来侍奉他，来为他而活。
Rather, we worship and serve and live for him in the filling of the resurrection life.
我们必须来经历他的复活。
We need to experience his resurrection.
无论我们经遭遇什么。
No matter what we are encountering,
身体的问题也好，
whether it's something to do with our
事业的问题也好，
issues, or there's something to do with
婚姻的问题也好，
career, or there's a marriage,
父母儿女的问题也好，
or the relationship between
我们经历他的复活，
we can experience his resurrection.
在那些看的已经是死的情况里面，我们相信他能够叫他从死里复活。
We believe that he can raise the conditions from the dead.
那当我们这样的时候，
and if we live in this way,
我们就能够注重永远的而轻看暂时的。
Then we can esteem the things that are eternal and look lightly on the things that are temporal.
我们开始关心属灵的，我们开始轻看物质的。
And we will care much about the things spiritual and less care for the things material.
物质的跟属灵的一直在征战。
Because there's a constant struggle between the spiritual and the material things.
谁不爱钱财呢？
Who don't like wealth?
谁不爱吃喝呢？
Who don't like to eat?
谁不爱肉体能够快乐呢？
Who don't like to satisfy our flesh?
但是当我们有这个人子的意象的时候，
And yet, if we have this vision of the Son of Man,
恩典进来，
And the grace will come,
我们就能够做得到。
And we can do it.
今生和暂时物质会失去它的吸引力。
The things are temporal and in this lifetime will lose their attraction.
所以这个人子的意象，他总括了一句话，就是说，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
In summary, the vision of the Son of Man is Christ is all and in all.
他应当在我们生活中的每一件事物里面都有他。
We should find him in everything surrounding our lives.
都为着他。
And all our life is for him.
并且都来归给他。
And also given.Through him and for him.
所以我们年长的弟兄给我们一节圣经。
So our elderly brother gave us a verse.
是在诗篇73篇25节。
That's in Psalm 73 verse 25.
他说，除你之外，在天上我有谁呢？
Whom have I in heaven but you?
除你之外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
这个不是对少数人的一个描述。
This is not a description for just a few.
这是神所希望看见每一个信他的人的光景。
This is a God's desired condition for everyone who believes in him.
所以在初代的教会。
So in the early church.
借着这样的意象。
Through this vision.
所以他们活出基督。
So they were able to live out Christ.
他们把基督的生命见证刚强地彰显出来。
They strongly manifested the testimony in the life of Jesus Christ.
我们今天讲恢复基督的见证。
As we are talking about the recovery of the testimony of Jesus Christ,
愿我们以主为我们的目标。
May we have our Lord as our goal.
我们以初代教会做我们的榜样。
And we use the early church as our example.
我们来跟随着主的脚踪和使徒们的脚踪来往前走。
We follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ as well as the footsteps of the apostles.
那么在江弟兄所讲的信息当中
，In Brother Kong's messages.
他告诉我们恢复这个见证的路是什么呢
？He mentioned the what's the way for this recovery.
就是刚才在启示录第一章第九节所说的。
That's mentioned in Revelation 1:9.
是患难、国度和忍耐。
The way is the tribulation and the kingdom and the perseverance.
他说这三件乃是神今天给我们来能够达到恢复的路。
These three things actually was given by God so that we can reach to the recovery.
今天我愿意用国度作为一个中心来讲到其他两个与它的配合。
Today I would like to use the kingdom as a center and use the other two things as a supplement to fellowship.
我们在这里也曾经多次讲过。
We have mentioned many times here.
我们今天在恩典的时代的末了。
We are at the end of an era of grace.
一转眼可能我们都想象不到的快那个国度就要降临。
Just as a blink of eyes, unexpectedly, the kingdom will be coming.
所以对我们来说
So to us,
追求国度应该比初代的基督徒要更加的迫切要更加感觉到实在。
We should have the urgency to pursue after the kingdom more than the earlier saints did.
福音乃是一个国度的福音。
The gospel is a gospel of the kingdom.
所以施洗约翰一出来的时候
So when John the Baptist came out to serve,
他向以色列人发出的呼召是什么
The proclamation he made to the Israelites,
天国近了你们应当悔改
was that the kingdom is near, you shall repent.
因为犹太人那个时候所有的光景都错了
Because at that time, the Jews' condition were totally wrong.
都偏离了神所要的光景。
They departed from the condition God desired.
所以要求他们悔改。
So the John the Baptist asked them to repent.
主耶稣来的时候
When Jesus Christ came,
一受完浸开始传道的时候
After he was baptized and he started his public ministry, he also said the same thing.
天国近了
He said that the kingdom is near.
你们应当悔改。
You shall repent.
所以主耶稣的福音乃是国度的福音。
So the gospel of Jesus is a gospel of the kingdom.
国度的福音跟我们一般所听所看的福音有什么不同呢
What's the difference between the gospel kingdom and the gospel we normally know?
我们常常容易听见一些廉价的福音。
Often we could hear some cheap gospels.
一些不全面的福音。
Or incomplete gospel.
是只为着人的好处的福音。
And the gospel just for man's needs.
但福音不是这样。
But it is not so for the gospel.
天国的福音是一个全备的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom is a complete gospel.
是一个重价的福音。
It's a gospel with a heavy price.
是荣耀的福音。
It's a glorious gospel.
所以弟兄告诉我们说。
So our brother told us.
今天恩典呢乃是要引领我们进国度。
The grace will lead us into the kingdom.
但是我们太强调恩典。
But we put much emphasis on the grace.
是我们忘了进国度。这件事情
To the point that we forgot that we need to enter into the kingdom.
因为在恩典接受永生这件事情上
Because in kingdom as we receive the eternal life,
神是没有任何要求的
Because God has no requirement of man at all.
只要愿意相信的
As long as we believe,
血就完全赦免，血就用来洗净我们一切的罪
The blood will cleanse all our sins.
就来赦免我们一切的罪
Will forgive all our sins.
但是进国度这件事情
ButConcerning the matter of entering into the kingdom,
乃是对那些已经得救的人
that is referring to those who have already saved,
再发出的呼召
and that is a second calling.
我们是的，大家都要上天堂。
Yes, indeed, we are all going to the heaven.
我们都有永生，将来都要上天堂。
We have eternal life, we will go to heaven.
但是在今生和天堂的中间呢，还有一个一千年的国度。
And yet, between heaven and this lifetime, there is a 1,000 years.
而且我们知道。主的话是非常清楚的。
And yet we know that God's word is very clear.
进那个国度乃是按着公义来审判的。
In order to enter into the kingdom, that is judged by righteousness.
乃是要检验我们的生命，检验我们的生活，检验我们的侍奉，然后这个王，这个公义的王，他来做一个审判。
The righteous judge will examine us based on our life, our living, and also our service.
所以才圣经上有这样的记载。
So that's why it is recorded in the Bible.
同样有十个童女。
There are 10 virgins.
但是到新郎来的时候，新郎说有的他不认识。
And yet when the bridegroom came, and the bridegroom said that some of them I don't know.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说我们呢，大家得救的人都在生命册上有份的。
That means we who are saved are all on the book of life.
可是到进国度的时候
，But as a matter of entering to the kingdom，
乃是从生命册里面再来做挑选的。
And there's a pick and choose from the book of life.
所以主才有这样的应许说
，So that's why God has
得胜的，我必不从生命册上涂抹你的名。
And that's why God's promise says that if you overcome, then I will not cross you out from the book of life.
那句话不是说主不让我们进天堂，不让我们得永生。
It does not mean that we are not allowed to enter into heaven, not have the eternal life.
那句话呢是说，在国度时期的时候，这些名字是被涂抹掉的，因为主说我不认识。
That actually refers to that for the era of a kingdom, some of the name will be crossed out. They cannot enter into the kingdom because God does not know him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们今天进不进国度是一件非常重大的事情。
Whether we can enter into the kingdom is a very important matter.
在，也许这话真是不容易讲，也是不好听。
The word is hard to speak and it is hard to take.
但是礼拜五我和我们基要真理弟兄姊妹交通的时候。
For the past Friday, as I fellowship with a brother and sister in the Basic Truth Group,
有人问我说，如果那一千年我们不进国度的话，我们在哪里？
And some came to me and asked, if we for that a thousand years of a kingdom era, if we are not in the kingdom, where will we be?
这话如果是人讲的，我们绝对不相信的。
If the words is spoken by man, then nobody will believe that.
但因为是主耶稣讲的。
But if the words is spoken by the Lord Jesus,
所以我们就不得不信。
And then we have to believe it.
比如说在马太福音第五章。
For example, in Matthew chapter 5.
那里讲到说，如果我们骂弟兄，是魔力。看一下啊。马太第五章啊。
You see, for example, in Matthew chapter 5.
他说骂弟兄是魔力的，就难免地狱的火。
Say that if you call your brother.
22。
You're good for nothing. Then there's a fire in the there was a fiery hell for you.
这就是说，轻看一个弟兄，骂他是无用的，是废物，这样呢要经过地狱的火。
That means if you despise your brother and then consider him good for nothing, then you have to go through the fiery hell.
我们知道登山宝训不是对不信主的人说的。
We know that the Sermon on the Mount was not addressed to the unbelievers.
这是主对门徒说的话。
Those words are spoken to his disciples.
还有第五章二十九节。
And also in chapter 5, verse 29.
那里讲说，若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挽出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
It says, if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
三十节，若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
前面我们讲的那个是讲到我们与人的关系不对。
The first passage we just read talks about we have a wrong relationship with man.
后面这两节经文呢，是讲到我们不肯对付肉体，不肯对付情欲，任凭它继续在我们里面发展。
The second passage referring to our condition that we are not willing to deal with our flesh, their lusts, and we allow them to continue developing us.
那么在那一千年的当中，就需要经过这些的再一次的把我们炼净。
So for the period of 1,000 years, the era of a kingdom, we need to go through the second purification.
旧约的先知曾经告诉我们说。
The prophets in the Old Testament.
我们主像炼金之人的火，像漂布之人的剑。
told us that our Lord is like the fire of the refiner.
他要坐下来那里慢慢的熬炼银子。
And he will sit down and refine the silver.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲这个题目真的是关乎到我们这一生最切身的问题。
So the topic we are talking about today has a great importance to our life.
真是求圣灵在我们里面有深刻的工作。
May the Holy Spirit will do a deep work in us.
我们不要再轻忽神的话语对我们的警戒。
We will just look lightly upon the warning by God's word.
啊，我想经文就举这几个。
And that's references verses.
还有其他主耶稣讲的总共有十一处。
And there are many references verses, 11 total.
哎呀，雅各也讲了一次。
And also James mentioned once.
我们自己好好的去读。
We need to read it carefully.
啊，在那千年国度中间，我们要在哪里？这是我们今生所要做的选择。
And where will be in the kingdom of millennium? That will depends on our choice made today.
所以刚才我们讲到说，恩典乃是要引领我们进入国度。
We already mentioned that the grace will lead us into the kingdom.
那弟兄另外一句话是说，国度才能够向我们显明恩典的实际。
And our brothers mentioned a second phrase of that is, in the kingdom, the grace will be manifested to us.
这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
就说如果我们不经历过国度这些的全能和祝福的话，我们不知道主的恩典到底有多大。
That means that if we do not go, we do not experience the authority, power, and the blessings in the kingdom, then we don't really come to know the greatness of this grace.
所以盼望我们不停留在恩典当中。
So pray that we don't just stay in grace.
我们向国度来追求。
We need to pursue after the kingdom.
那么我们首先当然需要服在国度君王的权下。
Of course, first we need to submit ourselves to the authority of the king.
国度的君王他来治理他的国度。
The king of the kingdom reigns over his kingdom.
在国度中我们乃是子民。
In the kingdoms we are subjects.
我们做仆人。
We are servants.
我们应当服在他的权下。
We shall submit ourselves under his kingship.
他怎么说我们怎么做。
We will follow him.
那么另外呢就是在生命上我们要磨成君王的性格。
And also in our life we need to be transformed into the character of the king.
所以在马太福音第五章开始。
So in Matthew chapter 5.
哎，讲到那个八种福。
And talk about the eight blessings.
那其实讲八种性格。
And talk about the eight characters.
哎，讲到我们虚心，就是讲到基督的谦卑。
It talks about the poverty in spirit. That talk about the humility of Christ.
讲到我们对罪应该有种哀痛。
And talk about the sorrow towards sin.
我们不能够把罪看为稀松平常。
We cannot look lightly on sin.
我们不能够在罪的面前喜笑。
And we cannot be joyful before sin.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们蒙恩可能都很多年了。
We may have received grace for many years.
但是在这么多年的恩典当中。
And yet in so many years of grace.
我们对于罪我们是怎样对付的。
How have we dealt with sin?
罪这件事情是神和人唯一的事情。
The matter of sin is the
only issue.
The only issue between God and man.
没有罪的话，就没有神跟人的远离。
If there is no sin, then there is no separation between God and man.
主耶稣在十字架上仍然是担当着我们的罪。
Our Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross.
他的宝血的确是洗我们的罪。
His precious blood has cleansed our sins.
但这并不是说我们仍然可以在罪中活着。
But that does not mean that we can still live in sin.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在这个淫乱邪恶的世代当中。
In this wicked and adulterous generation,
我们必须要与罪征战。
We need to fight against sin.
我们必须需要抵挡罪。
We need to guard against sin.
我们要看见罪乃是可恨恶的。
We can see that the sin is hateful.
我们要一直想到，在我们身上可能有那几种罪是不断的发生，一直的残累，成为我们的习惯的。
And we have to see that there's a sin that has become habitual in our lives.
所以今天
，So today.
我们以这个和人际的关系来说
，In terms of interpersonal relationship，
我们是不是能够去爱人，去跟人和好呢
？Can we love others and can we reconcile with others？
还是有几个人，你总是不能跟他和好，你总是不能跟他相爱
？Or there are some that you who you cannot reconcile with, you can love them。
主耶稣说：“你献礼物固然好。”
The Lord says that it's good for you to give the gifts.
但是去跟弟兄和好是比这个更好。
And yet reconciling with your brothers is more precious than this.
当我们还在地上行走的时候。
And yet, as we are still walking on earth.
当那个审判官还没来到的时候。
Before the judge comes.
主说你赶紧跟他和喜。
The Lord says that you shall reconcile with your brother.
免得审判官把我们交给差役、衙役。
So that we will not be given over to the servant.
衙役就把我们下在监里。
And then we will be put into jail.
那在讲什么呢？
So what does that mean?
那就讲到我们今生如果我们和人的关系不解决。
He talks about if we have some issues with men, which have not been resolved.
在国度时期，我们是无分国度，我们乃是被关在一个如同监牢的地方。
During the era of the kingdom, we have nothing to do with the kingdom. We will be put in the place like a dungeon.
主的话说，直到我们还清每一文钱。
The Lord's word says that until we paid off every penny we owed.
到我们和人的关系完全清楚了，完全和好了。
Until the point that we are completely reconciled with man.
那我们是要用今天来解决这个问题呢，还是要用那一千年去解决这个问题呢？
Would we like to deal with these issues in this lifetime or use the last 1,000 years to deal with it?
这我们需要选择。
This is our choice.
主的性格温柔。
And also the Lord's character is gentle.
饥渴慕义。
And also longing hunger for righteousness.
对义这件事情。
Concerning the matter of righteousness.
也是我们今天非常轻忽的事情。
And that's the things we look lightly upon.
我们碰到钱财的时候，我们很容易我们就在那里边就有挣扎了。
As we are facing the money issue, then we have some struggle inside.
我们遇见一些不合法的事情的时候我们也不肯去对付它。
And to the point that we are not willing to deal with some unlawful matters.
但是主说，如果我们的义不胜过文士和法利赛的人的义，断不能进天国。
But the Lord says that if our righteousness is not higher than that of the Pharisees and the scribes, then we cannot enter into the kingdom.
那这件事情我们怎么来对付呢？
So how do we deal with this matter?
求主对付我们爱钱财的心。
May the Lord deal with our hearts of loving money.
我们也求主让我们能够在他的话语的光中，在我们的良心的判决里面，我们要紧紧的来抓住。
And also pray that the Lord, through the light of His word, and also through the sense of our conscience, we can lay hold of Him closely.
凡是主的话语明说的，我们就不能犯。
And if it is clearly stated in His word, then we cannot violate it.
凡是良心里面有个感觉不是很妥当的，我们就不能做。
If we feel unease in our conscience, then we should not do it.
这个呢，我们常常要是第一个感觉。如果你再去想一想，再去世界上参考，那个良心的感觉就被消灭了。
And that sense has to be the first one we got. If we just dwell on it, or we get some reference from the world, then that sense will be gone.
所以，对于义这件事情，我们要尽我们所能的去追求它。
So concerning the matter of righteousness, we need to strive to attend to it.
因为主说，到有一天，义和不义的要完全分开。
Because the Lord says that until the day comes, there will be a complete separation between the righteous and the unrighteous.
圣洁的和污秽的也是完全分开。
There will be a complete separation between the holy and the filthy.
今天在地上。
And so as we are still on earth,
世界想尽办法来玷污我们。
The world uses all his force to try to defile us.
我们是要任凭他的污秽呢，还是我们来对付他？
We shall deal with this guard against this defilement.
我曾经跟一些弟兄姊妹说过。
I mentioned this to several brothers and sisters.
比如说以这个网络上那些色情的东西来说。
For the pornography things on the internet.
根据美国的这些调查，很多的基督徒弟兄都陷在这个罪里头。
Based on some of the surveys in the States, there are many Christian brothers are in this sin.
我也稍微问过几个人。
I also talked to a few.
还没有一个告诉我说他完全没有看的。
I have not none has told me that they have completed without visiting those sites.
只告诉我说 他不是常常看。
The answer I got is that they didn't visit that often.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是多看少看的问题。
Brother and sister, this is not a matter of a frequency.
乃是那个情欲，我们把它割除了没有？
It's a matter of whether we have circumcised that lust.
今天我们对付这个肉体情欲。
So as today, as we deal with this lust,
为什么主用剜眼睛来切断手作为比方呢？
Why the Lord used the illustration of a poke out the eyes and the cut off the hand?
他不是要我们真正去把肉的 眼睛、肉的手去给割掉。
And the Lord didn't want us to do it physically.
他乃是我们里面有一个人，他有情欲，他就叫我们的眼去犯罪，叫我们的手去犯罪，是要割掉里面那个情欲。
And actually, it talks about there's inside of us, there's a man, that is our lust. He wants our eyes to sin, and wants our hands to sin, then we need to deal with that.
我们知道今天在西医里面最厉害的就是手术刀。
And we know that for the nowadays medicine, the most, the things about the scalpel.
那么今天圣灵在我们身上最好的工作也是那个圣灵的手术刀。
And the best work of the Holy Spirit in our life is the,is a work cutting off.
让我们接受肉体情欲的一个割礼。
Let us to go through the circumcision of the lust.
所以这样的话，我们才能够起来跟随我们的主过天国的生活。
Only in this way we can rise up and follow our Lord to live a kingdom life.
在马太第五、第六、第七章当中。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
他从君王的性格开始就讲到这个天国子民应有的生活。
It talks about, it starts from the character of the kingdom and then all the way to the life the subject of the kingdom should live.
今天我没有时间继续讲，但弟兄姊妹，我希望我们大家都去读。
I don't have time to go into the details, but I encourage brothers and sisters to read these chapters.
做一个聪明人，按着神的话来做。
And we will be a wise person so that we can obey God's word.
那我们就会把房子盖在磐石上。
Then we will build our house on the rock.
当那个审判来到的时候
，When the judgment comes,
我们可以靠着主就站立得住。
And then we can stand firm by the Lord.
但是当如果主的话我们读了，我们不照着去行。
And yet, if we read God's word, and yet we do not keep it,
那我们就像那愚昧人，是把房子盖在那个沙土上。
And we just like the foolish man to build his house on the sand.
审判没有到的时候，大家看起来都好好的。
Before the judgment comes, it seems okay for everyone.
就如同有的房子盖得不好，但是地震没来的时候，它也不会倒。
Just like the some of the buildings are poorly constructed before the earthquake hit, it seems okay.
但是有一天地震要来，有一天审判会到。
But one day the earthquake will hit and the judgment will come.
就把我们所盖的房子通通显出来。
And that will reveal the construction of our buildings.
所以暗中的生活。
So our life in secret
才是真实的生活。
It's a true living.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的神把我们从里到外完全看透。
Our Lord see us from inside out.
我们不能够说人看不见。
We cannot say because this cannot be seen by man.
我们必须有一个敬畏的心。
We have the attitude of a reverence.
才能救我们。
And only in this way we can be saved.
所以我们弟兄告诉我们。
So our brother told us.
我们来功过己身，叫神服我。
We need to discipline our body to make it our slave.
然后我们就能够过天国生活。
Only in this way we can live a kingdom life.
他说，除非今天我们活出天国的生活。
Unless today we live out this kingdom life.
否则那日就无份于天国。
Then we won't have a portion in the kingdom.
有一个比喻。
And there's an illustration.
这很有意思。
I think it's very interesting.
他说有一只老鹰到地上来跟一只猫做邀请。
And it talks about an eagle came down from sky to the earth and to made an invitation to a cat.
老鹰说：“哎呀，天上真好。”
And the eagle described how great the sky is.
天上好清洁，天上好自由。
And it's so clear and so clean and so free up there.
他是我能够去说服这只猫。
And he was doing his best to try to persuade the cat.
然后发出一个呼召。
And then he made a calling.
他说：“你跟我到天上去好不好
？”He said, "Why don't you come up with me to the sky?"
猫说：“我不去。
”And the cat said, "No, I don't want to go."
我觉得地上更好。
I feel like it's better on the earth.
后来他想了一想。
And the cat gave a second thought.
他说：“哎呦，我还没去过天上，怎么说地上更好呢？”
Since I haven't been to the sky, how can I say the earth is better?
这未免太主观了。
This is too subjective.
所以他问了一个问题。
So he asked a question.
他说：“天上有猫吗？”天上有猫吗？
老鼠。
啊，有老鼠，对，对不起，猫是问天上有老鼠吗
？Are there mice in the sky？
这故事在比喻在讲什么呢
？So what does this story tell us？
就是如果肉体情欲不肯割除的话
，It talks about if we our lust cannot be circumcised，
我们就会像猫所说的
，We will just be like that cat。
天上还有色情吗
？Do you still have a pornography up in the？Up in heaven.
天上还可以吃喝玩乐吗
could we still eat and drink and be merry up in heaven?
那我们就无份于主的天国。
Then in this way we have no part of God's kingdom.
为了这个天国这么荣耀的奖赏。
And yet for such a glorious reward of the kingdom.
所以神就容许我们经过患难。
So the Lord allows us to go through tribulations.
患难是什么呢
？So what is tribulation?
患难就是那些能够困扰我们的灵魂体那些的事物。
Tribulations is the matters that can trouble our spirit, soul, and the body.
可能是人，可能是事情，可能是东西。
And maybe some things and matters or things.
那么患难的来源有两个。
And the source of tribulations are two.
一个是世界的逼迫。
And one is from the world.
如果你是为神而活的
，If you live for the Lord,
世界会逼迫你。
The world will persecute you.
但这个你不要怕。
But you don't have to fear.
但另外一种情形
，But there's another condition.
患难呢是天父的管教。
And the tribulation is from the discipline of the Heavenly Father.
因为我们不听话。
Because we are disobedient.
我们不朝着他的见证，不朝着他的目的而去。
We are not marching forward toward his purpose or his testimony.
患难就临到我们。
Then we are in tribulation.
所以我们看见世人有患难。
So we can see that there is tribulation in this world.
基督徒也有患难。
And there is also tribulation for the Christians.
差别在哪里呢
？So what the purpose? What's the difference?
对世人来说，那些患难是审判。
To the world, the tribulation is judgment.
白白的受苦
as they suffer in vain.
但对基督徒来说
and yet for Christians,
那是一个生产之难
and that is a birth pain.
要生出生命来
and that will produce life.
教会要生出男孩子来
and the church will produce the man child.
神的旨意要产生
and God's will be formed.
所以患难，我们弟兄说是最好恢复基督见证的路
and tribulation, as our brother mentioned, that is the best way. For the recovery of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这是有经历的话。
This is the word out of experience.
因为成功发财常常让我们远离神。
Because the success and the wealth will often lead us away from God.
但是一点的难处常常让我们紧紧地抓住神。
And yet, if we have some difficulties that made us to lay hold of God tightly.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你现在正面临难处。
So brothers and sisters, if you are in difficulties.
抓住机会。来降服给神。
You need to lay hold of opportunity to submit yourself to God.
不要害怕，但也不要抵抗。
Don't be in fear, but not to be in opposition.
让父亲的手在我们身上做一些工作。
So that we will allow the hand of God to do some work in us.
所以后面讲到一个就是恢复的路是忍耐。
And also, our brother mentioned that the way of recovery is perseverance.
圣经说患难生忍耐。
The Bible tells us that the tribulations produce a perseverance.
腓立比的教会得神的赏赐，也是因为他遵守了神忍耐的道。
And the reason why the church of Philadelphia can receive the reward because they have kept the word of perseverance.
那么这个忍耐，我们弟兄用两个词来说。
And for this perseverance, actually, there are our brother used two words.
一个讲到耐力。
The one is talks about endurance.
一个是讲到耐心。
And the other is patience.
好像那个跑马拉松的人。
And like the person who is running a marathon.
他如果是一个跑百米的，要是跟那个跑马拉松的比赛的话呢，这百米的肯定是输。
If a person who run the 100 meter dash compared to the marathon runners, then the 100 meter dash runner will lose the race.
因为百米的选手啊，他有很强的爆发力，但缺少这个耐力。
Because for a 100 meter runners, the person has to be very explosive, but without much endurance.
弟兄姊妹，我们跑这条天路不是跑百米。
So brothers and sisters, as we are running in this heavenly way, we are not doing the 100 meter dash.
但是我们很多时候呢，都用百米的方式跑。
And yet we often run it just like running 100 meters.
所以我们刚得救的时候，哎呀，大家好快乐！
So when we first are saved, we have a much joy.
跑得又快又好。
And we are running very fast and very well.
但是没多久呢，好像一个一个都开始后退了。
But soon after we kind of shrinking back.
在普世教会的光景是这样。
This is the general conditions for the churches.
我们需要耐力。
We need to have endurance.
患难能够生忍耐。
And the tribulation will produce a perseverance.
我们需要耐心。
And we also need to have a patience.
这耐心呢是更多用在人的方面。
And that is more geared toward man.
用怎么对我们不好相处的家人，求神给我们耐心。
May the Lord give us patience when we deal with difficult family members.
没有这个耐心，我们就没有办法为主做见证。
Without this patience, we cannot testify of our Lord.
就没有办法为他得人。
And we cannot gain people for him.
所以主他足够把我们带到得胜到底。
And the Lord is leading us to the ultimate victory.
啊，我们其他的弟兄们给我们讲到的，就是关于为着这个国度，为着这个见证，有三方面。
And also other brothers mentioned that there are three aspects concerning the testimony, concerning the kingdom.
就是记载在提摩太后书第四章的。
And that is recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
头一个就是要打美好的仗。
The first is to fight a good fight.
第二个是要跑进我们当跑的路。
The second is to finish the course.
第三个就要守住我们所信的道。
The third is to keep the faith.
我们为了主的见证。
For the matter of the testimony of the Lord,
一定有征战的。
There will be fight.
但是我们不是打血气的仗。
But we are not struggling with flesh and blood.
我们也不是打口水仗。
And we are not fighting with our mouth.
我们呢是以空中掌权的、执政掌权的属灵气的恶魔在征战。
We are actually struggling with the ruler and powers and then the dominions in the darkness and the spiritual forces.
仇敌在教会历史中所做的工作就是这个征战的产物。
And the work done by the enemy throughout church history is the product of this warfare.
他装作光明的天使来欺骗人，还把人引到错误的路上去。
He disguised himself as an angel of light to deceive people into the to go astray.
所以弟兄就鼓励我们要穿戴着神所赐的全所赐的全副军装。
So our brother encouraged us to put on the full armor of God.
从救恩的头盔。
Starting from the helmet of salvation.
直到我们脚上那个福音的鞋。
And all the way to the shoes of a gospel peace on our feet.
神都为我们预备了。
God has prepared for us.
那我们在这个末世特别要提醒。
So in the end times, we need to remind on this.
不能够听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
We cannot listen to the deceitful spirits and also the doctrines of demons.
仇敌他会借着一些认识不清的人，把这些东西带到教会里面去。
The enemy will use some people to bring these things into the church.
主耶稣也警戒我们。
Lord Jesus also reminds us.
我们不要受迷惑。
We shall not be deceived.
无论那个神迹奇事能力有多大。
No matter how great the sign or wonders look like.
如果不合乎圣经的真理。
And yet if it is not in accordance with the biblical truth.
我们就不能接受。
We cannot accept it.
还要防备假使徒。
And we also need to guard against the false prophets, apostles.
我们要趁早睡醒。
We need to be awakened from our sleep.
那我们弟兄 Dana 弟兄讲到这个的时候
，As our brother Dana mentioned this,
他声音本来就很大。
His voice was quite loud.
他这时候讲得更大声了。
And his voice at this point was louder.
他叫我们都要醒过来。
He said, "I have to wake awake."
我记得上次孙立兄在夏令会的时候
，And I also remember in the past summer conference.
那第二堂信息讲到一半。
And the second pass message is our brother was halfway through.
大概有一些人都进入梦乡了。
And some of the brothers and sisters already in sleep.
所以弟兄说，你醒过来，不要再睡了。
So our brother says, "You have to wake up. Don't sleep any longer."
弟兄姊妹，这个时代是最容易叫我们睡觉的。
Brother and sister, this is a generation of slumber.
你看那个使徒们，每次主耶稣遇到最大征战的时候，他们都睡着了。
We can see that the disciples of Jesus Christ, when he faced the greatest battles, and all his disciples just went to sleep.
所以我们起来祷告。
So we need to rise up and pray.
主啊，不要让我睡觉。
Don't allow me to sleep.
趁早让我醒来。
No, awake me up.
脱去暗昧的行为。
And then we need to put away the deeds of darkness.
带上光明的兵器。
And we need to put on the armor of light.
不要为肉体安排及放纵私欲。
We do not give any provisions to our lustful desires.
我们要全身披戴着基督。
We need to put the armor of Jesus.
然后我们就能够打仗。
Then we need to fight fight.
孙立兄告诉我们要跑进当跑的路。
And our brother son mentioned that we need to finish the course.
他提出三个点。
He mentioned three points.
第一个要跑得对。
The first thing is we need to run, the way has to be right.
第二个要跑得好。
You need to run it well.
然后要跑得近。
And then you have to finish the course.
这三个我们要记住。
And we need to remember these three points.
跑得对就是说那个路到底是正路还是歪路。你首先要认清楚。
And in order to run it right, we have to first distinguish whether the way is right or wrong.
只有基督是正路。
Only Christ is the right way.
只有十字架是正路。
Only the cross is the right way.
这个要从窄门进去。
We need to enter through the narrow gate.
这个路是很小的，很窄的。
The way is small and narrow.
所以那个宽宽大大的路，肯定就不是主的正路。
And if the way is wide and broad, then it's not the right way.
那么这个跑得对呢还要目标对。
And in order to run it right, the goal has to be right.
目标是锡安。
The goal is Zion.
所以圣经告诉我们说。
So the Bible tells us.
靠着你有力量。
And those who have found strength in you.
心中向往锡安大道的这人是有福的。
And those in whose hearts are the highways to Zion.
锡安
these people are blessed.
乃是羔羊。还要将来站立的地方。
And Zion is a place where the Lamb will be standing.
还要带领那些得胜的人和他一同站在锡安山上。
He will lead the overcomers standing on the Mount Zion.
所以跑得对，我们才能够达到得胜。
To run it right, in order to be overcoming.
那跑得好。
And to run it well.
这就是人要对。
That means that, as a person, we need to be right.
我们要真真实实成为基督的见证人。
We need to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
要成为一个走道路的人。
We need to be the people of the way.
也做一个钢台约柜的人。
We need to be the bearer of the ark.
弟兄特别跟我们说。
Our brother especially mentioned to us.
这个约柜啊，他那个穿杠的那个脚啊，是在这个底下。
He mentioned that the ark, actually for the ring, the rings in order for the post to go through is fixed at the feet of the ark.
你看，像我们这个桌子，如果你把这个环子坐在中间的话，我们就很容易抬，对不对？不会摇晃。
For the pulpit here, if we put the rings in the middle, that will be easier for us to carry.
但是如果放在底下的话呢，那我们扛的时候就很小心。
If we put it at the corner, at the end corner of it, then that will be more difficult to take it up.
约柜就代表基督的见证。
And the ark represents the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们所有神的儿女都蒙召来钢台这个见证的。
All God's children have been called to bear this ark.
弟兄告诉我们说，抬起约柜的祭司，他要全神贯注。
Our brother told us that in order to take up the ark, we need to be fully devoted.
一直的注意着约柜整个的情况。
We need to pay closer attention to the position of the ark.
这也是我们今天要做主见证人。所必须有的心态。
And this is the attitude we should have as we are being the witnesses of God.
所以保罗就说你们当这样跑。
So Paul says that you shall run in such a way.
因为我们刚才约柜是走天路的。
Because as we are taking up the ark is to run in the heavenly way.
保罗的跑是怎么跑呢？
So how did Paul run in this way?
他是有定向的，不是无定向的。
He was running with a set goal.
他斗拳不是打空气的。
As he was boxing, he was not beating the air.
他一直的对付他的肉体。他说：“攻克己身，叫身服我。”
He continued discipline his body to make it his slave.
而且他说：“恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。”
He said that, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
我们应当有这样的恐惧战兢的态度。
We also should have this attitude of fear and trembling.
那意思不是说我们变得很紧张。
It doesn't mean that we have to become very nervous.
乃是说我们的心不能放松。
That means we cannot be loose in our heart.
好，那么我们弟兄告诉我们说，这样的人呢，为了要得冠冕呢，他诸事都有节制。
And our brother also told us, for this kind of people, as because they are trying to win the crown, so they have a self-control in all things.
弟兄给我们提三个点。
Our brother mentioned three points.
你时间要节制。
You have a self-control concerning your time.
体力要节制。
Concerning your energy.
言语要节制。
Concerning your speech.
那什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
就神给我们时间和体力是这么多。
Because God has given us such a time and a limited time and energy.
我们不要把它分散在很多不管紧要或者次要的东西。
We should not spend our time and energy concerning those minor or secondary matters.
我们知道神所要的是耶稣基督的见证。
Because we know that what God desired is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证就是指教会被建造起来，成为基督的身体。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is to build up the church as the body of Christ.
所以每个人都应当投入这个建造里面。
So each one of us should devote ourselves completely into this building.
我今天早晨有一件事让我很感动。
I was greatly touched this morning.
有姊妹因为礼拜六的礼拜四的时候遇到一个很久没来聚会的姊妹。
A sister who met a sister who has not come to the meeting for a long time.
已经好几年了。
For quite a few years.
结果我们姊妹就跑来告诉我。
So our sister came to Can you tell me?
他说：“真理兄，你能不能打电话给那个姊妹，请她来聚会？我可以去接她。”
He said, "Brother John, could you call that sister up and to invite her to the meetings, and I can give her a ride."
爱一个软弱的肢体，远离的肢体。
Our sister loved a weak member, a member who has departed from the Lord.
如果我们全教会都这样的话
，If an entire church would have this attitude,
就是最软弱最冷淡的都会被带回来。
And we can bring back the weakest and then the feeblest back to God's house.
但是我们一年过一年在通宵祷告的时候好像看到我们没有来的还是没来。
Years after years as we have our all night prayer meeting and we have a pray for those members but we don't see them coming.
让主来爱激励我们。
May the love of the Lord constrain us.
用在神最关注的教会的建造上。
We can spend our time and energy to the matters that matters God the most.
然后我们要跑得近。
And we have to finish the course.
这段路程要按着神给我们的把它跑完。
We have to finish the course which was set by God.
就是弟兄姊妹们，我们要爱惜我们的身体。
So brothers and sisters, we need to take good care of our body.
我们要活到神所要给我们的活的寿数。
We need to live to the lifespan that God has assigned to us.
是就着时间来说。
But as a matter of time.
就着目的来说。
Concerning the purpose.
神给我们每个人都有托付。
God has given an instruction to each one of us.
我们要把他所托付的那个职分要把它尽了。
We need to finish the ministry we have received from him.
我们的恩赐要拿出来用。
We need to exercise our gifts.
我们的功用要和众弟兄姊妹配搭在一起。
Our functions has to put into work with all brothers and sisters.
最后王弟兄跟我们讲到要守住所信的道。
And lastly, Brother Wang mentioned that we need to keep the faith.
因为今天谎言充斥了世界。
Because the world is filled with lies.
我们作为神的儿女。
As a children of God.
应该像基督的精兵。
We shall be like a soldier of Christ.
我们勇敢地奔赴这真理的战场。
We shall enter into the battlefield of truth boldly. We need to study God's word.
每个弟兄姊妹都应该好好读圣经。
We need to study, each one of us should study God's word.
我们查考一下到底今天所做的所说的是不是圣经的。
We need to check against what we are doing, what we are saying, are in accordance with God's word.
凡是出于圣经的，我们全都要。
If it is out of God's word, then we need to accept them all.
凡是不出于圣经的，无论人多觉得多好，我们也不要。
Those who are not from the God's word, no matter how people consider them how good they are, we cannot accept them.
弟兄告诉我们，我们的心不要厌烦那些纯正的道理。
Our brother remind us we cannot just despise those pure doctrines.
我们耳朵不要发痒。
And our eyes, our ears should not be itchy.
不要为自己增添好多师父。
And to accumulate many teachers for us.
我们只有一位师父，就是我们的主耶稣。
Because we only have one teacher, which is our Jesus Christ.
我们都回到圣经里面去查考，当今整个教会的实行。
And we all need to go back to the Bible to see the practice of the church.
弟兄告诉我们说，当我们持守主的命令的时候，
Our brother told us that when we keep his commandments,
那才是真正爱主的具体表现。
That's the manifestation of our love for the Lord.
并且遵行天父旨意的才能够进天国。
And only those who do the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom.
马太福音第七章。
That's in Matthew chapter 7.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我很简单的把我们这次西宴特会弟兄们所交通一些重点和大家都交通一下。
I did a very quick review of the points mentioned by brothers.
让我们个人有个目标来活出基督。
So, hope that each one of us would have a goal to live out Christ.
我们追求基督的性格。
We pursue after the character of Christ.
我们操练天国的生活。
And we exercise put in practice the kingdom life.
我们团体要来过身体的生活。
As a corporate body, we would like to live a church body life.
过一个有意义的教会生活。
To live a meaningful church life.
让我们答应主的呼召。
May we be answering to the call of God.
能够爱慕主的显现。
To love His appearing.
就是他第二次来到地球。
That is His second coming.
那时，如果我们忠心，就要得他的奖赏。
If we are faithful, then we will receive reward.
但是如果我们随意，我们就要受亏损。
Then if we do it casually, then we will suffer loss.
基督徒有三种。
There are, we can characterize Christians into three categories.
一种是全心爱主。
There's a one kind of brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
一种是全心爱世界。
And there's a second kind who love the world completely.
一种是两边都各爱一半。
And the third kind is they kind of a half and half.
最有价值的是那个全心爱主。
Of course, the most valuable ones are those who love the Lord with their whole hearts.
那么至少还有点好处的，全心爱世界的。
And even a little bit gain some profits if you love the world with all your hearts.
但弟兄们不要听错了，不是鼓励你去爱世界。
But brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand me. I do not encourage you to love the world.
最不值得的呢，就是爱一半。
The most pitiful ones are those who love the Lord and the world half and half.
结果两头都落空。
Then you will turn out to be in vain for both worlds.
弟兄们，盼望主的话激励我们。
May the God's words to remind us.
全心全力的追求基督的见证，进入他的天国。
We can pursue after the testimony of Jesus Christ to enter into His kingdom with all our hearts.
就讲到这里。
That will end our fellowship.